do like that, you know. What's a lovely record to start off with. That's the music from a favourite LP of mine, and also Andy Davis's as well. The LP called Luxury, and the group New Music. That's all simply called Peace, which is a thing we all strive for, isn't it? Unfortunately, we don't see a lot of it in this world today, but never mind. I'm not here to worry about the troubles of the world and worry you about them. I'm here to take your mind off it for about 2 hours. Yes, Anna, get your mind onto musical issues and things. I certainly am. I'm a little bit rusty, you know, a bit out of it for about a week now. Hello to the people that missed us last weekend, and hello to the people that didn't miss us, because we all were on very low power, due to many reasons. Never mind, there's the Vache boat. And this is a 12-inch version. I thought they were going to start singing then. Of Leaving Silence. How come I can't hear the words? Well, these weirdly recorded jobs, yes. Take this opportunity. These false teeth are rusty after a week being in the jar, you know. I had to take them out of the new program. They've gone all fermented anyway. We mustn't slag now, Bishop, must we? No, you've been told off for that. Mustn't do that. Right, let's have a little rummage through these letters here of people that have written to me. Let me see where the first one's from. It's from Ken Thomas. I'll be reading that out a little bit later on. But why don't I read it out now? It says, "Dear Steve Bish, I thought I'd write to you. Well, it makes a change. Been phoning every week. Could you say hello to Dave Scott, Stan Matthews, and Geriatric, and myself, Mark Evans?" Oh, Mark Evans, not Ken Thomas. Sorry about that. "Don't say my real name, it says." Oh, yes, sir. "Give our discos loads of plugs." I'll try that a bit later on. "And send us a photograph of yourself and the rest of the gang." Well, thanks for writing, Mark. Get your name right next time. Who else has written to me this week? Debbie Webster dropped me a line. And also Martin in Morton. And Lillian in Toxteth as usual. Kissy Chrissy's done it again. She always does, you know. I know, not being rude, no. Someone sent me a bra this week as well. It was an old one. It was a new one, even. It was an old pink thing it was, all frayed and woof. I didn't know where it had been. I had to disinfect it, I did. It didn't fit either, so waste of time. Anyway, thanks to Louisa who sent me a bra this week. It was a pink bra. I was quite shocked to receive it through the post, and she is in fact starting the Sexy Bra Society. My dear, I don't know what's happening on this station, you know. Sexy knickers, sexy bras, and sexy underpants. It's doing me head in, it really is. 717, from the LP Penthouse and Pavement. This is Play to Win. You just can't win on this station, you know. We're being snowed under women's underwear here. It's amazing.
Then he said,
very popular band, Heaven 17. And the better half of the Human League Split. In my opinion, many other people's opinion, but they never seem to have a hit record. It's very, very confusing, that. Also, we say hello to Dave in this hour. I think Dave's from Ansdell. And a delayed letter from last week just got to me this week. And there's a Carol Aragon again. And Paul Holmes, I'm rushing through these here. Looks like a lady called Vicky Slay's written me a line. Well, Vicky Sleeth, it looks like. She's from Bebbington. And these letters. Sue Holmes has written to me again from Runcorn. Randy Sandy's done it again. She always does. Have I said that once on the programme? I've said programme for the first time in the last, 10 minutes or so, haven't I? Yes, well, I get an awful lot of slagging, you know, from people at the station here. They reckon I say programme all the time. I can't see it myself, you know. Anyway, some disco music now on the programme. Oops, I must stop saying that. Slap across the wrists. Oh, yes. It's Billy Griffin, my favourite of the disco things at the moment. This is Hold Me Tighter in the Rain, why not? Don't talk wet. Yes, terrible joke, hello. Billy Griffin and Hold Me Tighter in the Rain. I'll put that one for Julia. I know she might appreciate that one. Well, she might, anyway. This letter says, Dear Bishop, the love of my life, I can't believe this. My little ray of sunshine. My little chucky egg with its sexy bum. Yes, sir. And also with gorgeous legs, how do you know? Please play me a record by Wham. I'm playing about 12:30, oh these lazy people, you know. Miss half an hour of my programme. I say programme again, right? Every time I say programme, I'm going to slap my wrist. It'll be black and blue before the end of the programme. Right, also, I said it again. You know. Anyway, I've also been asked to do on the programme, say, I said programme again. Never mind. I'm getting so paranoid about saying programme. Also, on the show today, I've been asked to play some golden oldies. So, here's the first. Remember this one, I bet you do. Come on. Don't hide your age, come on. There's little Eva.
Everybody's doing a friendly dance now. Come on, baby, do the local motion. I know you get to like it if you give it a chance now. Come on, baby, do the local motion. My little baby says I can do everything. It's easy.
Little Eva, 1962, that. It still gets them up in the discos, I bet it does. And the record as well does. Still gets them bopping around. That's called Locomotion. And the letter, it says 37 Westwood Road is the address on the top. It says, Dear Bishop, or my real name which she's got down here, I am very upset. Why? I thought you were sympathising with me when I wrote to you last week and said I was cold and you didn't believe me. Oh, I did believe you, honestly. I'll send you a blanket through the post. How's about that? Well, I'm not going to moan this week, but I am very truly fed up now, she says. Well, remember that CBA I was telling you about? I now think he sounds very much like another radio presenter. I hope it isn't him, she says. Are you sure you don't wear glasses? Well, no, I don't. Anyway, my friend's written to you this week. I wasn't in a fit state when I wrote comment on it, so don't blame me. Well, our house is still freezing, she says, and I shall go and try and switch the heating on. At the moment, there is something wrong with our fish. They are spitting pebbles at each other. Yes, right. I know radio presenters like that, never mind. Right, it says various things there which I can't read out. And various other things. Right, I'll play this one for you. I sincerely hope you do get on the phone in tonight. She says that she's going to try and find out where we broadcast from. Very naughty of her. Yes. You'll get your wrist slapped, you know. Yes, we do have a lot of security guards. I'll play this one for you. It's Stepping Out. That is from Joe Jackson. It's MFR on 241 for a Sunday. And I'm Steve, yes. The buffoon that's slapping his wrists all the time. You don't half hurt, you know. Joe Jackson. But Ursula, I was just reading through a letter, and apparently Louise has sent me a bra, because she's starting a sexy bra society, but Ursula's not getting involved, because she's too shy. All I can say is it's a small world, yes. Oh dear. I'll be saying hello to Louise in a few minutes or so. Well, a rummage your letter out of the 35 requests I've got to do. It's incredible this, you know, the fame. I'm not complaining, though. No. So stop writing to me, please. We like to think that your letters are our wages, yes. A very famous statement, that. You don't get paid for this, not surprised either, but... They're a lot of a lot, do, don't they? Radio 1's people. Who are visiting Merseyside this week, believe it or not. Lock up your daughters, that's all I can say. And your sons as well, from what I've heard. Anyway, we must dislike the dear old BBC, must we? Where's this record with Peter Powell of the BBC? It's called Hey Little Girl. And it's the current single from ISAS. It's rather good, this. No slagging meant there, Peter, no. I really like your programmes, honest I do. From the bottom of my backside, I mean that. Sometimes it makes no sense.
should I care if somebody let you in? And it's no surprise.
There you go, that's a Peter Powell, that one. They should be on Merseyside about now. That's the Radio 1 lot. This is Janice Long. Yes. You know, the one with the detachable head. You know, she wobbles her head around on television. It makes me wonder what she does when we can't see her, but never mind. We mustn't dislike the BBC. So they're at Asda, Birkenhead, at the Asda shopping precinct, sometime next week, and also in Toxteth as well. So beware. They're contagious, you know. I didn't think Janice Long got the way she was. I suppose she could have been born on that, I suppose. Anyway, let's have a look at these letters here again, once again. Just say a quick hello to the people that have written to me. Diane McCready's dropped me a line, say hello to you later on. Dave L. from Lytham, once again, you've written to me. I'll say hello to you also, Dave. Letter from Prenton here, from Sue and Carol Isherwood, it looks like, or Ishenwood, and that from 9 Aylesbury Avenue, Prenton, Birkenhead. Say hello to you. Owens, somebody. I think it's Mick Owens from Walton Prison. Say hello to you later. Also say hello to Susie, has dropped me a line again. And also Kissy Chrissy, Samantha Critchley, who's written to me, and sent me a very disgusting Valentine card. A little bit late, but disgusting verses, never mind. Paula Mansdale's dropped me another letter. She'll say hello to you later. Patricia Phillipson also, and Louisa, who sent me the bra, of course, and Alison of 70 Earlsfield Road, Wavertree. Also, another guy from Walton Prison, and I'll say hello to you after as well. Peter Hoey's written to me also, and there's a few more to read out, so I shall try and get through them between now, roughly now, and 2 o'clock, but I am pushed for a lot of time, so I couldn't sort of give you a definite time for when I'm going to do the request, but it will be done between now and 2 o'clock. Right now, back to the excellent disco music, which I sort of quite like. Quite like indeed. Here's what's called Rock Me, Sock Me. And yes, they are saying Rock Me, Sock Me. I've got to be careful how I say that, you know. These aren't, though. Sounds like... I don't know. I don't know such things, you know. I've no idea what it sounds like. Answer on a postcard, please, if you know. I'll be very shocked if you do.
Get on down.
You know, only after one thing. I've heard that said on many an occasion. Yes, that's Xavier from an LP called Blinds of Pleasure, a former featured LP of mine. And I'm taking the track. It's called Rock Me and Sock Me, as in the things you wear on your feet. Well, you could wear them anywhere else, I suppose, couldn't you? Anywhere you like. A sexy sock society, eh? Why not? Patricia Phillipson of 382 Rosengrove, Southgate, Runcorn, says, Dear Steve, could you please give the following people a mention? I could. And I might. Yes, I will. I'll be generous. It says, me, Trish P, Sue Holmes, Jackie P, Julie A, Angie P, Sharon P, Mum and Dad, Angela and Charlie, that is. Also Ruth and Peter, and all at 558 at Rosam. Could you please play Change by Tears for Fears? I'll play that in a few minutes. So thanks a bunch. Love from Trish P, PTO. Oh, and I like the photograph, what you sent to Sue Holmes. Right. Nice to see that. Yes, the mission's quite jolly this morning, you know. Yes, because we're not in the too distant future. Well, in the near future. I shall be getting engaged, yes. I shall be telling you all about that in the course of the programme. A bit of a love story this morning. To brighten up your Sunday, why not? That Simon Bates does it, doesn't he? Oh, yes, he does, yes. I've got to stop doing it. It's got a terrible mind, haven't I? I turn everything inside out. I've always been the same, you know. This jumper's inside out, can you think of it? Yeah, a bit of a love story, which happened about a year ago, more or less. I shall be telling you more information about that in a couple of records' time. I can see a lot of people out there heartbroken now, but don't worry. She'll take care of me, you know. I hope, anyway. Right, stop rambling on about personal issues, Bishop. Let's get on with the music. I've heard that said somewhere before. I can't think where, though. This next record I'll play for Michael Campbell. I'm sure you've heard of him. I have somewhere. Where have I heard of him? All right. This is Susie and the Banshees. He played a lot of them on another radio station, which I'm not allowed to mention that one. Well, maybe I can once. It's Radio Veronica, actually. This is Susie and the Banshees from 82. And Fireworks, yes. Yeah. Susie. And leather jeans and things and, oh yes, things, yes. Susie the Banshees. Oh, that's called Fireworks. If Trish P's listening, I'll play you a Change record in a moment, or your Tears for Fears record. But another letter now says, Dear Steve, smell the paper. Doesn't smell very nice to me. Please say hello to me and Smart, the biggest illegitimate person in the world, yes. Ella and Brown, Ursula, who's feeling very upset at the moment because you wouldn't believe something she wrote last week. Never mind. But she won't tell me what it is, says Louisa. She always thinks she's very cold or something. Oh well, please play something by AC/DC. Are you into the heavy rock stuff, are you? Dig something out for you like that later on. I know she's written down here, or even play something decent, yes, sarcasm all around it. It says, by the way, something's gone out of fashion, I understand that. I think a certain person's handwriting is deplorable, she says. Hope you don't mean mine, you know. And it says in the end there, I'm sending you a bra this week. It is pink with lacy bits at the top and as a front fastener from BT's. I don't know what the size is. I'll let you decide, she says, for yourself. Well, all I can say, it's a very small will. It is an old one, the bra that is, because if I sent you a new one, my mum would wonder where it had gone to. Yes, I can understand that, you know. I think she's sending you one as well. Oh, I hope so. She's catch cold, though. Yes, she said she was worried the cold, so don't send me your only one, will you? I've got knickers to match the bra, if you would like them. Oh, well, I wouldn't mind your knickers as well, but I think I get my face light for that anyway. But I wear them. Oh, they'd be a bit smelly then, wouldn't they? Please send something suitable in return. And then I've got to send a return. Send it to Ursula's address, because my mum just wouldn't understand. Yes, I can believe that. And she says, I've seen Ursula's photograph of you, but what did you write on the back of it? Because she wouldn't let me see it. I think you are very handsome. Ha ha. Well, that's what Ursula thinks. Andy Davis, on the other hand, I'm not going to read that. Anyway, I'll write again, depending on how you read this out. And I'll make sure Ursula is at least 1,000 miles away when you read it out. Oh, lots of love from Louisa, Sexy Bras, number two. Who's number one? Do you wear nice aftershave? And tell Andy Davis to cheer up from both of us. So there you go. Right, this next record's for you. And also for Trisha P. I think that's Trisha Patterson, I think. No, Trisha Phillipson. Missing in Southgate. Also Louisa, who sent me the pink old bra. The very small one as well. It's Tears for Fears for you. And this is their hit single called Change.
You have
sick of hearing that one, you know. Tears for Fears and Change. You always get fed up with good records, don't you, in the end? And a letter, this time, by accident, it asked for that record. Aren't I clever, yes? It says, hi Steve, just writing to ask you to play any record by the Meteors. If you can't play that, Change, Tears for Fears will do. Please dedicate it to Zulu, the local number two. Psycho Billy, group of which play bass. Yes? From Dave L, please wish the mob from Ansel and all at St. Biddy's luck with their exams. And not forgetting Dave H from Rhythm. Hope you enjoyed that one. I'm sure you did. This is the letter here. It says to Steve, it's from 9 Aylesbury Avenue, Prenton, Birkenhead. Will you play an Echo and the Bunnymen record or a U2 track? To the people, or everyone who hangs around, the Townfields. The Townfields. And will you send me and my mate Carol some photos of you? Signed, please, because we listen to you every Sunday, and your sound, what a word, sound, indeed. From Sue and Carol Isherwood, it looks like. I'm not sure if your sisters or whatever, but they dropped me a letter, and I shall try and get... The photographs are all gone because the response has been incredible, but I'm getting some more printed up and also get some car stickers done, which should be available in a not too distant future. Right, next record is especially for Lillian and Toxted, and it's the first of two feature tracks from Paul McCartney in the programme today. And this is called Listen to What the Man Said. I'll play it after this if this works. Well, how do you know? Oh dear. Never ride, eh? The music's good, even the jingles are cocked up. It's from an LP called Venus and Mars. Paul McCartney and Wings. And why don't you listen to what the man says? He speaks sense sometimes, anyway.
Anytime, any day, you can hear the people say, love is blind. Well, I don't know, but I say love is kind.
Jolly track that is. From the LP Venus and Mars, it's Paul McCartney and Linda and Denny Lane.
Oh, yes.
And why don't you listen to what the man says? For Lillian and Toxted, hope you're listening, Lillian. And also your friend as well, I think it's Ali. And you mentioned the school. Called Quarry Bank. Well, I in fact went to Quarry Bank for a very short spell. Before I was shifted somewhere else, but there you go. It's Merseyside Free Radio on 241 metres. Also FM in stereo. And this letter from 9 Aylesbury Avenue, Prenton, Birkenhead, asks for some U2 or Echo and the Bunny Men. U2 are queued up now. And it says everybody that hangs around the town field, wherever that is. And also with Sue and Carol Isherwood, it looks like. Looks like. I'll get right at the end, you know. I'm so rusty after this. Oh, this week off the air. We were on last week, but on very, very low power. And it was just telling you what was happening, really. So, apologies to anyone that missed us last weekend. But we are back, you know. And there's a lot more new people joining the station, but don't be it for me to say anything about our top secret information.
The one and only...
Steve-Man, the sack.
Stevie's okay.
Don't forget, if you want to drop a line to the station, don't hesitate. Stevie's okay, is he? I am indeed, honest. I will give you a mention. The name is Stephen Bishop, and the address of the station, if you get a piece of paper and a pen, I'll give it to you after this one from you too, for Carol, also Sue, in Prenton. Latest one from the island's number one band of the moment. And it's called New Year's Day. Please stay with us till about 12 midnight tonight. We're the Pirates on 241 and 97.55 in Super Stereo. Excellent, you know. If you hear a slight dip in the record then, it was me talking to myself because the microphone wasn't switched on. I often talk to myself, you know. Yes. That's what I'm doing here. But the rest of the nut is on this station. But I did promise to give you the mailing address if you wanted to drop a line to us. I'm myself, Stephen Bishop, Andy Davis, Nick, Kevin Hall, Kevin Palmer, any of the lads at the station, Mike Stand, anybody. The address is number 3 Palm Grove, as in palm trees, Claughton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. And me, well, all right to me, I'm Stephen Bishop. Every Sunday between 12 and 2 in the afternoon, 2 hours of excellent music, I can guarantee it, you know. And at 2 o'clock is Andy Davis, and about 4 o'clock you've got this Kevin Hall. I got it right now. I think at 3 o'clock Kevin Hall comes on. I'm so mixed up. I'm forgetting the rundown here. Never mind. It's all happening today till 12 midnight. Kevin Hall, Andy Davis, Nick Cafford, Kevin Palmer. Oh, there's loads of people happening on the station today. So do stay with us, won't you? Lots of good value for money things happening on the station. On your super free radio station, you know. That's a cliche, I think, that, isn't it? I don't know. I was always something between... Well, divided, yes. That's a cleavage, oh, yes. It's been corrected. It's all Chris Maneuvers.
The more I see you.
That's what it's called, The More I See You. From the LP organisation.
I want you. Somehow this feeling.
Music. Reminds me of a radio station used to broadcast about a year ago. But don't vote for me for mentioning it. It was played rather a lot on the Continuous Music tapes. And it did make me quite like the LP quite a lot, that actually. That's a track from the LP organisation. And it's Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. And before they went all commercial and yucky, which is what we are now, isn't it? Wasn't he horrid on Top of the Pops? But I suppose he's made it, so why shouldn't he be that way? But I'm actually only on the programme of the show. That's how I was getting engaged, yes, well, yes. It's a dirt bit for me to mention the rest of it, but I keep saying dirt bit for me. One of my catchphrases, I suppose. Yes, in a few weeks or so, I should be getting engaged to a young lady called Jill, yes. And, well, I should tell you more about that in a minute because I haven't sort of gathered my thoughts and my words and things to say. As a record I play for her, why not, eh? Get me a good meal today, this will. Survivor!
I know you're mine, like the back of my hand, a big man. Are you so blind that you turn your back?
Do it!
from the LP Isle of Tiger. That's all that really matters. Yes, for Jill. The girl that I'm supposedly getting engaged to, or I'm getting engaged to, if all goes well, in a couple of weeks. So there you go. And also she makes the tea round here as well, you know, along with Marion as well. Mustn't forget to mention Marion. They work very hard to make us the tea and bring us things and all kinds of things like that, yes sir. I'm not going to say no more, that's enough. It's ruined me. For 1 minute, it's a Sunday, and Stephen Bishop till 2 o'clock. I'm really enjoying myself this morning. I always do, you know. If you don't enjoy what you're doing, then you should stop doing it. That's my opinion, anyway. And, well, I suppose it could go for many things, that, couldn't it? I'm not going to say anymore. I don't have a habit of saying things, which get myself into trouble. It's me all over, you know. Yes, well, I guess me's a trouble as well, isn't it? Yes, sir. There's David Bowie. And the Crash version of Gene Genie.
Flashback lasers, ate all your razors while pulling the waders. Talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little greenie.
Thank you. okay.
David Bowie from the LP Lana Insane. And that was for Gene Genie. The best record I played for Samantha Christie's mum. It's the next thing I get to John Denver. It's Paul McCartney and Denny Lane. And Deliver Your Children.
I was watching all the people running from the flood. Oh, started to rain. Oh, I ain't no praying man. Oh, the Lord, would you come and help me?